Good morning and welcome to Loose Ends, the programme that touches up the bits other programmes wouldn't dare reach for. Not Pick of the Week this week or for the next 13. Margaret Howard and one of my favourite programmes have both been promoted to a Sunday morning repeat at 11.15 for the overexcitement of family car washers. However, we hope, if we can encourage enough subversion in the ranks of studio engineers at the BBC, to inaugurate a new Not the Pick of the Week spot devoted to the little bits that somehow didn't go out. It's been a thin week, but you know the sort of thing, an audio equivalent of Dennis Norden's pension fund. This week's modest offering was committed on the recording session for Monday morning's Funny You Should Sing That, introduced by Jeremy Nicholas.
So, from Spike Jones, Flanders and Swan, Flotsam and Jetsam, Richard Stilgoe, Billy Bennett, Tom Lehrer, Yin and Yan, the Heebie-Jeebies...
Heebie-Jeebies. I think there might be a bit of that, but I'll try my best. Heebie-Jeebies. Heebie-Jeebies. Okay.
However, to get back to the rest of the week, it's been one dominated by arguments over the New Year honours list. In case you didn't read the small print in the Times, I can remind you now that it included among the OBEs were D. Gemmell, Managing Director of Possum Controls, N.N. Deering, Manager Small Business Sector, Domestic Banking Division, National Westminster Bank, and Mrs. E. Reid, Chairperson of the National Joint Council of Approved Driving Instructors Organisations. MBEs went, amongst others, to D.J. Huxley, Principal Doorkeeper of the House of Lords, A. Aitchison, Chief Executive Anglo-Scottish Fish Producers Association, C. Middleton, Bookbinder, Miss M.S. Howarth, Secretary of the British Malleable Tubes Association, and Miss E.L. Hobbs for services to water skiing, not forgetting R. Woods, Department of the Environment, Grade 6, who ran off with an Imperial Service Order. The press, in their small-minded way, ignored those worthy winners and concentrated on such minor events as a knighthood for Gordon Rees, who did so much for Mrs. Thatcher's image until he got a knighthood. If he'd really cared about Mrs. Thatcher's image, he would of course have advised her to give the knighthood to Bob Geldof. No prizes this year for Terry Wogan, whose Dynasty special provided an enormous ratings boost for Dallas. Wogan's New Year show on television made a change from the usual sentimental twaddle from north of the border. I almost said a welcome change. On Channel 4, Billy Connolly celebrated Hogmanay Eye by hanging upside down in a kilt, revealing a very well-worn joke. Over, rather than underdressed this week, was the BBC One controller, Michael Grade, who deftly publicised EastEnders by dressing up as a snowman and dancing outside a London pub. It's not quite the sort of thing Lord Reith would have gone in for, but then neither is EastEnders. In far-off Pakistan, cuddly, fun-loving General Zia celebrated the New Year by lifting martial law, whereupon his entire cabinet resigned. Mrs. Thatcher immediately sent a telex asking exactly how it was done. Well, those are some of the loose ends of the week tied up, and to fiddle with a few more, we have a regular team of diligent knotters. The two getting knotted this week are Angela Gordon and Robert Elms. Let me try two brief descriptions on them and see how accurate their subjects think they are. Angela Gordon is the editor of Times Gossip Column and perhaps the original Fragrant Hackette. Anything to quarrel with there, Angela?
Fragrant Hackette, I don't know. I've had lots of descriptions. That's Private Eye, isn't it? I think that one generally is referred to Lady Olga Maitland, not Angela Gordon. But I've told my mother to start worrying when it's Ugandan discussions is mentioned in Private Eye.
Have you explained to your mother what Ugandan discussions are?
I'm sure she wouldn't know. No, I haven't.
Robert Elms is a contributing editor on Face magazine, a trend watcher par excellence, perhaps a sort of baby Peter York for the 90s. Does that fit the bill, Robert?
Not that much of a baby anymore. Everyone keeps calling me young. Wish they wouldn't. I'm almost 26.
Now we've heard you, would you rather be called the Derek Jameson of the 90s?
I'll sue. Not much else to
in
say.
In that case, I withdraw it immediately if you're going to sue.
Really glad that you gave me the chance to try one of these sort of television dish satellite things, because they cost over £1,000, you know. I mean, it's a lot of money, even for a Christmas present these days. And what's worse is I'm not a very technical bloke, so I don't like to have anything like that without trying it. I mean, I used to, when I was a kid, you'd get Rupert books, and there was always that page where the Mandarin's daughter would show you how to fold a newspaper like that, sort of, along the dotted lines, and you were supposed to find that you'd made a sort of serviceable electric wok. But I could never get mine to stir-fry very satisfactorily. But here, they give me a try around these television channels, and all I've got to do is press a little button. So let's first see what's in the satellite dish of delights. And the first station is Music Box, which is a pop video station.
You're watching the Music Box number ones part two with Suni, myself and Martin Buchanan.
As you can see, there are two presenters in this. They smile vacantly quite a lot of the time and say, right then, and oh dear.
Right then.
Oh dear.
He thinks he can get away with it.
Yes. Enough of this. quickly, before they swish us off.
Too late. Ooh, that was close. We nearly got the music in there. What a relief.